The death toll from the Israeli military offensive in Gaza has risen to more than 40,000, according to new figures. Alongside the fatalities, satellite images suggest that almost 60% of buildings in Gaza have now been either damaged or destroyed. Meanwhile, Hamas has said it won't participate in a new set of talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in Gaza. It says the roadmap should be based on a proposed deal outlined by the US President Joe Biden back in May, and it accused Israel of adding new conditions. The talks, as you know, come at a sensitive time, with Iran warning that it will retaliate for a presumed Israeli attack that killed the political leader of Hamas. Well, for more, we can talk to Alistair Bunkle, who's the Middle East correspondent for Sky News. Alistair, thanks for being with us this lunchtime. I know there's a lot of focus on these talks, but I suppose the latest death toll, the figure rising to over 40,000, is a reminder of what's at stake here.
I think passing that milestone, if it was needed, has brought matters into sharp focus again. For sure, over the last 2 weeks, there has been a focus on any threat of retaliation from Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon. But the fighting in Gaza has continued, and the death toll has continued rising. Now, I should say, Israel disputes that figure. They say there are figures compiled by a health ministry in Gaza that is largely run by Hamas. But independent analysts believe it is broadly accurate, and would also point out how many bodies are undiscovered under the piles of rubble that now litter Gaza. 40,000 people killed in 10 and a half months of fighting. It is a huge number.
Looking then at this new round of talks, is Hamas really walking away from the discussions, or is that some sort of tactical move?
I think it's tactical for two reasons. One, I think it is Hamas just trying to put themselves in a position of strength ahead of the talk starting, which they have now done. And secondly, I think actually if you look at the reality of the situation, Hamas not being present is not a massive factor. And the reason is this: Israel and Hamas do not sit in the same room when these discussions take place. The venue, the hotel, wherever they are, it's in Doha now, but it's been in Cairo previously and elsewhere around Europe in months gone by. You have the mediators, Egypt, Qatar, and the United States primarily. They know the position of each side. They shuttle between the two. They can sort of formulate a ceasefire deal with their knowledge of where each side is at. And even if Hamas are not in the room, which they won't be, and even if they're not in the venue itself, these talks are being held in Qatar, and that is where Hamas's political leadership is based. That is where the media, the Hamas delegation in this round of talks would be anyway. And so even if they're not in the venue, they're pretty close by and messages will be able to be passed to them.
Within the Israeli government, how much willingness is there to do a deal?
It's a very good question. There are a lot of reports and leaks that are coming out. There is a lot of reporting in Israeli media that certainly the military establishment and the security officials have been telling Netanyahu, take a deal, it's a pretty good deal, and they can handle it. They can handle a pause in the fighting for however long it takes. They can keep Gaza secure. They can ensure that Hamas does not rebuild or smuggle weapons in. There's also been a lot of reporting, particularly, for example, from the New York Times a couple of days ago, suggesting that Netanyahu has been adding conditions to any ceasefire deal, conditions that many people believe is making it impossible for Hamas to agree to. And some have accused Netanyahu of effectively blocking any route to a deal. I speak to Netanyahu's office, and they absolutely insist that is not the case. But there is clearly a difference of opinion within the small circle around Netanyahu, the circle of men, and it is all men, who are involved in the prosecution of this war.
Joe Biden has threatened to curtail arms supplies to Israel, but that hasn't happened. Are there any signs that America is willing to be firmer with Israel?
There are. There are, and again, you know, these have come out as reports, and we speak to people involved, but we'll have to see how the US plays it. But there are reports that Biden is considering naming and shaming either Hamas or Netanyahu if this deal, this time, these ceasefire talks are not successful, and that patience is running out in Washington. Bear in mind, there is now an intense presidential election campaign going on. Biden obviously wants to leave the White House with various legacies intact. One of those, he hopes, is a ceasefire deal in Gaza. He would also like to remove the issue from Kamala Harris's in-tray, because there are many potentially Democrat supporters who are pro-Palestinian and want to see a ceasefire, and so could be swayed, depending on how they vote, either way. And so there is a lot riding on it for the American administration as well. If they withhold weapons, and there has been an incident, there has been an occasion in recent months where they have stalled on the provision of more powerful weapons, it does seem to make the Israeli Prime Minister sit up and take notice. But it is also something that I think the White House is reluctant to do.
Alistair Bunkle, Middle East correspondent of Sky News, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.